This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour, another hour of the DJV program for Wednesday, the 13th of May. A lot of things going on around the country, as usual, and around the world for us to muse about. We're musers here, and sometimes we are amusing as well. Jennifer Horn is very amusing. She loves to laugh at her own jokes. Very funny. Victoria Keelan, not so much. She doesn't laugh at her own jokes. She laughs at other people's jokes and funny things, but I think Jennifer gets... What do you think, Victoria? Does Jennifer go overboard laughing at her own...
Do I go overboard? No. I just figure that, hey, if I think it's... I mean, I'm not going to say it if I don't think it's funny. I say it for my own amusement.
I don't even think about stuff before I say it. I just say it, and sometimes
we know.
Sometimes we get like right there. Yeah. Say, that was funny. Didn't you think so, folks? That was funny. We know.
Uh-huh. More true than anything else, actually.
Really? That's okay. All right, so the White House is going to require masks for nearly everybody in the West Wing. Nearly everybody, does that mean not the president? What does that mean, Jennifer?
It means not the president. Most people will be required to wear a mask at the White House. That's because Stephen Miller's wife, who's a press secretary of Vice President Mike Pence, came down with coronavirus. And so now it seems that most of the employees at the White House will be expected to wear masks. But those within President Trump's inner circle are being tested so much that I think there are some exemptions. Right now, the vice president and the president are actually social distancing from each other because Mike Pence came into contact with this woman, obviously, more than President Trump did. So they're keeping their distance, but still working away.
Keep your distance. Okay, so you're in Los Angeles, and boy, it's a good thing for you. You've got a mayor that's on top of things, right? You got a governor on top of things, guidelines for people who can't think. There ought to be a book, rules for those who don't think, people who just in general are victims of society's intolerance to intelligence. How's that? You like that? I like that. I just thought, came up with that. Intolerance to intelligence. We got a lot of that going on. It's like almost as much of a problem as the flu or the virus itself. So
I think it's more serious and worse, actually.
In California, it is. So anyway, where are we with all of that stuff? He says mayor said that he will allow you.
That he'll allow us, that we can start to earn back our freedoms.
Oh, right.
That's what he said. And, largely unchallenged by our local media, which is unfortunate. But on Monday evening, the mayor...
Your ratings are going up on KRLA.
Maybe so. And on Tuesday, it was interesting because the mayor was missing from action. He didn't do his briefing, which is the first time, I think, since this whole thing started. So he probably got internally a little heat. But on Monday, the governor of Los Angeles said he gave us a report card for our new loosening of restrictions so that we can go to beaches and golf courses and trails. Although on the beaches, you can't stop and sit. You actually only can run or walk on the beaches. And so he was talking about how Los Angeles did a great job at that. And then he said, if you continue this, essentially, he said, we can start to earn our freedoms back.
Aye.
Now,
it's not what this is about.
We were not put on timeout by some big daddy government. This was supposed to be about helping the hospitals and frontline workers deal with the coronavirus. That's happened in California. It's happened in Los Angeles. 50% of the cases in L.A. County have happened in nursing homes. 50% of the deaths, have happened in nursing homes. And this is... It's been a lot of nothing. Now, I'm not trying to downplay this, certainly for the lives that have been lost, but the hospitals are sitting empty. They're struggling to stay afloat because they're just no one's going to the hospital. No one's going to the doctor. It's been a complete slowdown for them. So I don't know if they ever get it back. But we did have an election yesterday that I was going to tell you about.
Really?
Katie Hill, remember from the swing district of Simi Valley? She was the one who was in trouble for the thruple and having an affair with her legislative director. Well, her seat was left open, and there was a special election, and it seems, and this is still the votes are still being counted, and elections
Where is
have
the,
shifted.
What district?
It's the 25th, and it's Simi Valley, it's Lancaster, Palmdale, Valencia.
West and north of L.A. Yep.
Okay. But definitely in its parts, it's actually L.A. and Ventura County, so it's a combo district. So it seems right now, at least, that Mike Garcia, who's a Republican running against Christy Smith, the Democrat, actually seems to be winning, flipping that seat back to a Republican seat. Now, there was pressure, and this is where people go crazy about people changing the rules when they're not winning the game. This was supposed to be a primarily mail-in election only. Every voter in the district got a mail-in ballot because of coronavirus. There were like two voting centers, one at the Reagan Library, one another place where people could actually go and cast votes on Election Day or in the days leading up to Election Day. At the last minute, Gavin Newsom, the governor, because I think he saw the returns were coming in primarily from Republican voters over Democrat voters, he opened up some pop-up voting stations in heavily
Just like
Democrat
that.
Areas.
Uh-huh. Just like that.
And so a lot of people took issue with that because most conservatives, anyway, don't really love the idea of making mail-in only elections. But that was what they wanted to do because of coronavirus. People went along with it. And then when they realized that they weren't getting the votes that they wanted, they add in these pop-up voting centers to try to skew or to try to bring in more people to vote in their favor. That's a problem. Can't change the game. But in any case, right now, anyway, Mike Garcia is winning that race.
Huh. Well, there you go. Rand Paul has been taking shots at Dr. Fauci, basically suggesting that he's not the end-all, the be-all. It shouldn't be up to you whether or not we are opening or not opening. I get that. I got something in the mail yesterday I wanted to ask you both about. It was from Rand Paul or from some group using Rand Paul's image, and it was about Roe v. Wade and birth control and the right to life and all that other stuff. I did not realize, maybe I've been asleep, because I've actually been quite a fan of his libertarian streak, but I'm not a fan of what I read in the envelope yesterday. Has anybody seen that same envelope? Got the same?
I don't tend to get mail from Rand Paul.
No,
but you know what I mean.
I haven't seen anything like
stuff.
That.
Jennifer,
no.
Have you seen it?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. What is he saying?
There's an envelope that came from a right-to-life group that's trying to get Roe v. Wade reversed. And they used him, his image, and a quote from him that suggests that he would like to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
Does it say anywhere that it's endorsed by him? Don't they have to say, like in a TV ad, that I approve this message? Is there anything on there from him?
I didn't see that. I saw quotes from him. Would you just say, Jennifer, he does want to see
I absolutely believe he'd be pro-life.
Being pro-life doesn't necessarily mean you got to be, I'm pro-life, but I don't want to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Well, you're either pro-life or you're pro-choice, and so
I'm not buttonholed by that. I have my own mind. I don't have to be told I have to be here or there. I believe
you're against
in my
abortion,
own mind.
You're for abortion.
No, in my mind. No, you don't. My mind, in my personal life, I don't approve of abortion. It's not my business, however, to tell somebody else what they can do with their body. It's none of my business. And so that's where I don't fit into either of those boxes, I guess, like I don't fit into most boxes. I don't like to declare myself in that circumstance anything other than a thinker. You go into one of those boxes and you're adult. You don't have to think about it. Yep, I'm pro-life, so therefore I want to get rid of Roe v. Wade. No. Sorry, that's not where I am.
To answer a question, because I know we're short on time, I don't know what we would have to see what Rand Paul's stance is and if this was something legit. A lot of times we get political mailers that are misleading, so you should check into it. Case after case of people using mailers to try to mislead people. But
his picture was on the envelope.
Doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, but see, that's why I asked if he endorsed it, because... Yeah.
Look who the group was, and you have to see if he's supportive of that group. Because during our local elections, people's images were being used to support candidates that never had their authority to do it. So, first and foremost, I'd say check it out. Second of all, Rand Paul is for people, he's a libertarian, or he's got a libertarian streak.
Make up your own mind.
But I think that also when you look at what libertarians do, libertarians are pretty fierce defenders of life. Like, you're not allowed to go out and murder someone. And so as Rand Paul is a doctor, he probably believes that life begins at conception. And well, yeah. And so he's probably protective of life. So I would imagine that's true.
Well, so am I. But I don't want somebody telling we can have the conversation. We can agree that I don't like abortion. If I had a relationship with somebody and got them pregnant and they were trying to figure out whether to keep the baby or not, I would try to get them to keep the baby. That would just be my thing. But do I think it's up to me to tell them what they must do? No. No way. No how.
Devil's advocate, do you think people should be allowed to murder their 5-year-olds if they're sick and tired of them?
It's not the same thing.
Is it the mother's right to choose murdering their 5-year-old if they don't want to be a mom?
It's not the same thing.
I don't look at it that way.
Well, it depends on when you believe life happens. And so that's what really separates people pro-life and pro-choice, is that life
here's what I think.
Conception.
I believe in a superior being. I believe in spirit, whatever, infinite intelligence. And if you take another life, that's on you at whatever point. It's not up to a human being to decide when life begins. It's up to God to decide when life begins. And whatever it is that you do, I believe you answer for it in another sphere, another level, on another plane. So I don't think I have it's like deciding I'm being God, I'm going to tell you when life begins. I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea.
Do you know when life ends?
I'm not sure that life does end, frankly. I think life continues in another form. I think that your spirit goes into another realm, and I believe in reincarnation. You know that. I believe that we come back again and again and again and again. So I don't think the people that try to simplistically put things again into one box or another box, it just doesn't work for people who think. It doesn't work for me anyway. I don't know whether, I don't have to defend other people. I don't even have to defend myself unless I choose to. I choose to defend my points of view because I think they're important. I don't care whether you agree with me or you don't, or if you want to go along with me or don't. I mean, it's the same kind of thing as the discussion we've been having this morning about the Hong Kong flu back in the 60s. There's some people that look at me and say, I'm crazy. This is a different time. And you can think what you want, but don't take away from me, like that idiot who's the mayor of Los Angeles, my ability to think for myself. I'm not interested in somebody telling me how to think, what to think, when to think, where to think. That's not what my life is about, nor is it what I think life is supposed to be about. Unless you want to be a sheep and follow and not think for yourself and be safe, maybe it's safer to not have to think about some of this stuff, but.
Well, I just think the huge hypocrisy that I'm seeing across the country is people who are super on the right side of the aisle, and they're saying, "Oh, you can't tell me to wear a mask, but you want to tell a woman what to do with her own body." That to me is like the biggest hypocrisy that we're seeing right now.
On both sides, I think Democrats are hypocrites as well in many ways that I can't get into now because I got to do a commercial. So, Saved by the Bell. This study that found the association between low levels of vitamin D and high numbers of COVID-19 cases, there is no real, there's no mistake here. The researchers are looking at vitamin D and how important it is in modulating acute respiratory infections by preventing white blood cells from overreacting to the infection that comes as a result of the inflammatory things that are part of the COVID virus. So what do? You get a good source of vitamin D, and boy, have I got a good one. It's Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products. Advanced D, the doctor formulated, clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D plus magnesium, zinc, boron, selenium, all kinds of great things. So try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today. It costs $19.95 for the first month. And not only do you get free shipping using the DJV code, and you're using the DJV code when you go to purityd.com. That's PURITYD.com. That identifies you as a listener to this program. You're entitled to buy the Advanced D formula for $19.95. Get a free bottle of Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Get free shipping. Right now, purityd.com. That's purityd.com. I think you're going to find it very cool. The ultra pure omega-3 that comes along with it as well. PurityD.com. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
DJV Wednesday program. This is Mariah Carey starting off our musical focus here. The focus is on this telethon that raised $115 million, Victoria, for relief. Tina Fey was crying after she announced that $115 million was raised towards supporting New Yorkers impacted by COVID-19. Thank you, she said. This was a virtual telethon. Did you watch any of it called Rise Up New York?
I saw some video online, yeah. It looked fun.
Barbara Streisand was a part of it. Jennifer Lopez, Michael Strahan. They asked for donations to help relief and recovery efforts. Our city is under attack, but we've been here before, Robert De Niro said. In the last 20 years, both 9/11 and Hurricane Sandy, you can take your best shot, but you can't break our spirit. It was a one-hour benefit presented by the New York-based poverty-fighting organization Robin Hood, which said all donations will provide support, food, shelter, cash, mental health services, legal services, and education. If you had breakfast today, you're better off than 2 million of your neighbors who woke up hungry, said Tina Fey. Mariah Carey performed her song Make It Happen, which we were listening to. She sang while her backup singers and pianists performed on separate screens to this tune. Other performances included Sting's Message in a Bottle and Bon Jovi's It's My Life. So, good job done by lots of people working together.
That's a lot of money, $115 million. Wow.
Yeah, for New York, great. Next up, former Beach Boy Mike Love. Where this too shall pass. That's his message for everybody hunkering down. Since he's a Beach Boy, and thus some mention of the sun is almost required, he said the best is yet to come. So let's get back to having fun, fun, fun in the sun. John Stamos, how has he participated with the Beach Boys?
He's been playing with the Beach Boys for years. The very first concert I ever saw, he was still on Full House. He was Uncle Jesse, so I had a huge crush on him. And I was a kid, and the Beach Boys with Uncle Jesse was my first concert ever.
Wow.
He plays drums. Yeah.
That should have been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he teamed up with Mike Love in self-isolation to write and record this song, which we're listening to Mike Love sing, This Too Shall Pass. That's the theme for, obviously, what we're going through. First song from him since his 12 Sides of Summer in 2019. The video for the track was produced by John Stamos. He said, "I'm really proud of Mike for writing this song. I suggested he do a COVID parody of one of his songs like Neil Diamond did with Sweet Caroline. He insisted on doing something original, and then he started singing, 'This Too Shall Pass.' I thought it was really special." At 79 years old, Mike Love could be on a boat counting his royalty checks on the way to Kokomo. But not Mike. He says, "A lifetime of performing to millions of people all over the world, suddenly everything comes to a halt. I've lived through enough good times and bad to know that eventually this too shall pass and better days are yet to come." So all of the proceeds will go to Feeding America's response fund. I think that's the best one for me, too. So there's the Mike Love story. Now, some Prince news. For those of you who are into Purple Rain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, one of Prince and the Revolution's Purple Rain tour stops, 1985, is going to be live streamed for 3 nights to support the COVID Solidarity Response Fund. Prince's estate pulled the footage of the concert, which was held on March 30th, 1985 in Syracuse, out of the vault to spread the joy of Prince's phenomenal live shows. So you can head to Prince's YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/Prince from Thursday, May 14th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to Sunday, May 17th, 11:59 Eastern Time to watch the show. So you got 3 days to do it. Google will match viewers' donations, $2 for every $1 thrown in, up to $5 million. Before the estate launches the official watch party on Thursday, virtual concert goers can chat with Revolution drummer Bobby Z at 7 o'clock during the pre-stream Q&A. So, those of you who are Prince fans,
I can't wait to see this. This is going to be so good.
Let's Go Crazy, 1999, Little Red Corvette, all of his big hits, When Doves Cry, Purple Rain, good stuff. So that's coming up this week, 28 past the hour, here on the DJV Show.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the United States is entirely conceivable this fall. Testifying by video call to a Senate hearing, the NIH veteran said states reopening too quickly could make that outbreak worse.
If that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney's contradicting President Trump's claims about success in making more virus testing available, saying he finds the U.S. testing record, as Romney puts it, nothing to celebrate whatsoever. U.S. cases have now exceeded 1,350,000, with more than 80,000 deaths from the virus. Some Democrats in the House are not ready to back a new coronavirus stimulus package yet. Progressive leaders say they need more time to go over the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Special elections in Wisconsin and California looking good for Republicans. The GOP held the seat that former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy vacated last year as State Senator Tom Tiffany beat Democrat Tricia Zunker. In Southern California's 25th Congressional District special election, Republican Mike Garcia holds a 56-44% lead over Democrat Christy Smith in a bid to retake a seat that was held by former first-term Democratic Representative Katie Hill. Kara Eastman won the Democratic primary in Nebraska's 3rd District, and she'll now challenge Republican Congressman Don Bacon. The mother of a Georgia man who was shot and killed while jogging says the men charged with his death deserve to be executed. In an interview with TMZ, Ahmaud Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper-Jones, says she would like to see Travis and Gregory McMichael sentenced to death, and she said that because her son died, they should as well. Arbery was shot and killed while simply jogging by a home in Brunswick, Georgia in February. And a restaurant in Virginia plans to fill all of its tables when it reopens this weekend while still maintaining social distancing. The Inn at Little Washington will seat groups of mannequins to make the 3-Michelin-star restaurant feel full. The chef says he's always had a thing for mannequins because they never complain about the food. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four at the hour. It's the Wednesday, May 13th edition of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria Keelan is here with me. And we're focused, looking around at a lot of things that affect our lives every day. And we are here to serve you, to help you, to be an important part of cog in the wheel of your life every day. I guess when I'm on the farm, there's sort of an obsession with weather here, Victoria, and there are some interesting predictions about weather around the country this year. One wonders, because the atmosphere has been cleaned up, you know, the whole business about global warming is such a, a joke because people think, wow, look at how cold it was this winter. That's not how global warming affects.
Right. I laugh at people who say that, too.
Hello, ding, ding, ding.
Open a science book third graders read.
Another thing that we're not being taught. What the hell are they teaching people in school? It's all pejorative, how to think, not what to think. I mean, what to think is not how to think. Excuse me, the other way around. And the teaching, the curriculum is all about on Earth Day, you know, how we're doing horrible things. Well, we are kind of doing horrible things to the planet, no question about that.
Oh, yeah.
There's too much of a concern
right now about the garbage because we're all at home. Yeah. Everyone's garbage.
And we become dependent on the Chinese to get rid of our garbage, even.
And our recycling.
It's our responsibility.
The Pacific Ocean, yeah, the Pacific Ocean is just going to get hit really hard. There are barges filled with recycling materials that are just floating around China waiting for them to take it, and they won't.
Yep.
It's, and they can't right now. It's a mess. And it's going to end up just being dumped in the ocean. More plastic in the ocean, more plastic in our fish, more plastic in our bodies when we eat the fish. Everything is related. I don't even pay attention to people who don't want to see
it's become
that it's
quite a
all
threat.
Related.
And you make all kinds of excuses. I was talking earlier about boxes being used for products mm-hmm. instead of plastic.
Yeah.
We've gotten ourselves into the habit. We've become lazy, in fact, when it comes to new thinking regarding this or thinking at all about it. You got to confront things like this that are pretty simple. I mean, it's all about money, much as anything else, but it's not more expensive to have boxes than it is to have plastic. As a matter of fact, it's probably less expensive overall because you can use... You can use plastics over again if they're recycled.
Right.
But that's the question.
Most of them never are.
Yeah.
It's fewer. It's actually, I think it's 9% of plastics that are capable of being recycled actually get recycled. So think about that. At 9% of what you're putting in your recycling bin that you think is going to go and get repurposed, it's not.
Yep.
I don't know why we don't have, you know, we talk about it taking initiative of businesses here. Why are we not giving initiatives for people to start recycling companies here in America?
Yeah.
Why are we sending everything out and trusting that
there's
China's
lots of ways of disposing of it? I told
yeah.
you we're going to start a new composting thing on the farm, taking food scraps and mixing them with all the other things that we have in the past, manure and grass chipping, you know, the leaves, all that stuff together makes, well, that's really what loam is. That's what the dirt is. So we're just kind of moving it along and making it much more productive, much more valuable because there are things that are in the meat and the waste from food that help the stuff to decay faster. It's better for the soil, all those things,
yeah.
the microbes. It's just, it's smart.
And it keeps rotting
smart.
Vegetables out of landfills, which is one of the largest sources of CO2 emissions, greenhouse gases,
yep.
comes from rotting fruits and vegetables in landfills. It's not from, you know, I mean, it's from other things, but the largest part of that is rotting fruits and vegetables because they get dumped into the landfill. They don't have enough oxygen to properly decompose. And
yep.
it's like if you keep, you know, and this has happened to all of us, you go out to the grocery store, you buy any type of produce, you put it in that green plastic bag, you know, from the little wheel in the grocery store, and you put it in your fridge and you forget about it. Well, then you go and you look at it a couple days later after it's already gone rotten, all that and the whole bag is expanded. That's the CO2 from the rotting vegetable. Think about that on a global scale. That's mm-hmm. what we're sending out into the atmosphere. And composting is the fastest, easiest way to prevent that from happening. It's so simple.
And everybody can get behind it. Very simple.
Yeah, it's so simple.
Right. So what do the forecasts look like as we move ahead through the spring and into the summer and into the fall?
Well, weather experts are saying don't be fooled by how cold it was in most of the country on Mother's Day, which it was pretty chilly.
It was cold and here last night. We had temperatures in the upper 30s
yep.
here on the farm
and,
last night.
Yeah, so the month of May, according to the weather channel and weather experts, this new study showing that don't base anything on the month of May. The month of May is not, it's very atypical. It's much colder than it normally is. However, we're going to ramp up quickly in June and July. Temperatures will be there. We are on target for the hottest summer that we've had in a long time. January was also the warmest January we've had in 141 years. So we're kind of all over the place with the weather patterns, which again is also a byproduct of global warming, but they say that in the Northeast and in Mid-Atlantic into the Midwest, as well as along the West Coast, they are going to be in May will end with temperatures slightly warmer than average. But then in July and June and July, that's where we're going to hit some really hot spots. And
well,
getting into August, most states are going to be normal are going to be much higher than normal heat.
In your neck of the woods, in my neck of the woods, we go from winter to summer with no spring. That's
right.
What's happened
no
year
spring.
After year after year after year.
Yep.
We have temperatures here on the farm today will be maybe 63, 64. The warmest, I think we hit 70 one day last week, but you know, not it's nothing special. Good time to plant things because the soil's finally beginning to warm up a little bit. But
well, if you're in here's the hottest spot for August in the entire country is predicted to be in the Northwest. So it's going to be Eastern Washington and Oregon, Idaho, Western Montana, Western Wyoming, and Northern Utah, and even a little bit of Northeastern Nevada. That's going to be the hot spot in August. So that's where the temperatures are going to be way above average. Mm-hmm. If this model comes true. So along the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic states up through the Northeast, we're definitely going to be hotter than normal. The rest of the Southeast, middle of the country, kind of on track to be somewhat normal, and then that super hot spot up in the upper Northwest. Yeah. So that's what we're looking at for the summer. We'll see how it goes, but buy some fans and buy your air conditioners and do everything in advance. Don't get caught.
And then the hurricane season looks like, if you believe the experts,
that's supposed to be pretty bad, I think,
year
right?
After year. They've been wrong for the past 10 years, so let's see how that shakes out. Enough bad stuff to talk about. In a moment, we're going to go to, we're not going to China, but one of the reporters for the Epoch Times here to talk about our continuing focus on our relationship with China and some other things that are endemic to what is going on from the Chinese point of view. What do we need to know? We'll find that out in a matter of moments. Let me focus on your health, your well-being. The thing that we talk about day in and day out is how to avoid getting the COVID, how to keep your system working properly, which is impossible for you to do if you're overweight. None of your systems work correctly if you are obese. You don't. And you know what is the definition of obesity if your body mass index is over 26 or something like that? So you all know when you're too heavy. You all know when you're overweight. You all know when you're uncomfortable. You all know when you need to lose weight. You all know you want to avoid diabetes. But people who are heavy get diabetes, and that's another calling card. It's an entree for the COVID-19. So your health is important to your family members, people that you know and care about. They're going to tell you that you ought to, if they're your friends, they're going to tell you you're taking your life in your hands if you don't lose weight. So I'll send you to toploss.com. You can figure it out for yourself. Use the discount code DJV. You'll save on shipping. You're able to get the unlimited buy three, get three free deal. Right now, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss because it works so well, so good for the rest of your body. You can get it in capsule form or liquid form. Either way, you buy three and get three free. Toploss.com explains at the website how, you can spend some time looking at the research, looking at the weight loss tips, looking at the people who've had success. All that stuff is all there. Toploss.com, including the opportunity to buy it now. Buy three, get three free. That's the unlimited deal. Anytime you go in there, you can have the same deal and use the DJV code for having not to pay for shipping as well. March to your good weight, to your good health. March yourself to toploss.com.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, coming up at 44 after the hour on the DJV program, Victoria and I are joined by a lady who's been with us before a number of times. Dana Chang works for the Epoch Times, which is a news organization that specializes in us understanding the Chinese, our relationships with China, et cetera, a lot of different specialists who have different assignments. Before we get to the ongoing situation with our basic relationship with China, whether it's existent or non-existent. Can you tell us, Dana, anything about the citywide testing in Wuhan that supposedly is going on? They're planning to carry out some kind of citywide testing there. Is that true? Why are they letting the world know? Because they don't seem to have let the world know about much else that's the truth regarding the whole COVID-19 disaster.
Right. Actually, quite a few cities are in semi-lockdown situation. For example, there's a city in northern China, Tianjin in Harbin, and a lot of communities are locked down. Like doors are sealed from the outside, and so their family members have to do the grocery shopping and pass food, the grocery, through windows to their relatives.
So the government has locked their homes down on the outside? So you're like in a jail, in prison. Wow.
Right. So the Communist Party is locked down. It's like it's similar to concentration camp way.
Yeah.
So it's forced. Okay. So right now, the government is not publishing the real number, and as they always, and the effective way they do that is if they see a number that increase from in certain area, they will remove the local government official in that area. So that basically tells the local official, one, you cannot report numbers, right? To keep their job, they cannot report numbers. And then second, it forced their local official to use very heavy hand to lock down people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have other way to control it. Yeah.
Right. Okay, now let's talk about we're trying to promote bringing our businesses back from China to America. Our relationship, what does it look like now? Business relationships, our relationship governmentally with the Chinese, what would you say is the status of that at the moment?
Well, let me explain how China view U.S. Communist Party always viewed U.S. or any free country as enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Always. So the whole long-term strategy and short-term strategy is to beat America, to become the world leader.
Right.
Because any ideology, the value, and the idea of freedom from the West is a threat to communist regime. So that's why they always see U.S. as enemy, number one enemy. So
even though the U.S. is their number one friend in terms of doing business, they wouldn't be where they were economically if it weren't for us, period.
Exactly. Now, in current situation, how they make money, they first store up all the medical supply.
Yeah.
They bought around the world and got all the supply in China. Now they are selling back to U.S. and other countries, and they make a lot of PPE and face masks. And however, they don't reach the standard that healthcare people require, so that's very harmful. So a lot of PPE and face masks, it really like a 40.
Mm-hmm.
But they make a lot of money. And people say they make more money than trading drug.
Wow. That's an indictment right there. All right, learned a couple of important things, Dana. Thank you. We'll talk with you again soon here on the DJV Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Mizer Lou, or Mizer, I forget what the name of the student is. It was Mizer Lou, wasn't it, Tucker?
I don't know. It was from Pulp Fiction theme music.
No, it wasn't. It was a hit. It was a hit instrumental before it was used in Pulp Fiction. Anyway, yeah, it is the theme. Also recognized the theme from Pulp Fiction, one of the most miserably awful, terrible, murderous, violent films ever produced. Was it the first one Tarantino did? I think it was, wasn't it?
No, second. He did second. Reservoir Dogs and then Pulp Fiction. This Day in Movie History premiered at the Cannes Film Festival. What's today? May 13th?
May 13th.
Or 12th?
Yes.
May 13th, 1994. It put him in prominence in the movie business, and also resurrected the career of John Travolta, who, after this film, got one huge paycheck after another, and many of those films became big hits, like Face Off and the movie Michael. Really, really good 10-year.
Didn't do Samuel L. Jackson any harm either.
No. I mean, despite what you say about the film's violence, and it is definitely a hard R film, it did have a terrific screenplay and was a big darling of critics that year, 94.
Right. All right, what do you make of Hamilton getting released a year early and not going to theaters but going to Disney Plus?
Here's what's interesting about that. There was a bidding war. They filmed the stage play with very visionary type of camera work, which is very immersive from what I hear. Disney wound up getting the bidding right for $75 million. They spent $75 million on this. They expected it to do very well theatrically, both here and abroad and internationally. And now, because of Corona, they're going to put it on Disney Plus, which is going to be a big coup for their subscribership. I get the business point of view, but still, when you pay $75 million, it's a lot of money. You would think they would wait and put it in theaters.
All right, what do you make of Amazon negotiating with the AMC theater chain to perhaps buy them out and then put their films along with all the other films that get released, including, I suppose, the Universal films, putting them on? I thought it was interesting. You know, Amazon's trying to control the world like the Chinese. But
In this case, I think it's a good thing because AMC is financially trapped. Tapped, and you know, the general public doesn't want those theaters to go belly up because they're one of the three big theater entities in the country. So you don't want to see all those theaters go out of business. It's a lot of theaters that would go dark. So whoever comes in, they could work out a deal to sustain them financially. I would be for it.
So, but how does it present? Do they?
Well, Amazon over the last few years has been a player in the industry, producing a lot of independent fare with the Amazon banner. But I mean, if they took control of AMC, they would primarily be doing it to control Multiplex, the same business model. Their films would play there as usual, although multiplexes don't really play a lot of independent stuff. They're really just looking for the big popcorn stuff to.
Well, maybe this would change that. Yeah, maybe this would change that somewhat.
I was just looking at a poll that said that 80% of moviegoers want to go back to movie theaters in July. Mm-hmm. So
I want to go back now.
I do think, you know, for the people who say that people are not going to go back to certain things like gyms or movie theaters, I think they will. I would be a little bit more perplexed to see how it plays out with stadiums like baseball games and football games. But I do think there's going to be more than enough people. They're going to take whatever risk. They're going to go back. I believe that.
Well, I think that there is a need for it, a social need for it. And also a demonstrated need to get out of the depressive mode. You were talking about somebody off air that worked for you, haven't been out of our house for 2.5 months. That's not healthy. That's bad.
No, it's not. And also, the National Association of Theater Owners came out with a statement saying that they want movie theaters lumped in like restaurants, not like stadiums, which I agree. It's a lot easier to social distance, I think, in a movie theater than it is I don't think it's that much heavy lifting.
Depends on the style, the way the seats are set up. You know, a lot of these theaters now serve food, and they have separate, you know, the seats are wide, and there's a lot of room between them. It's time to reopen. Let's get back to business and back to fun and back to our lives. Chuck Curry is our movie man on Movie Moments here on the
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.